The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
It's easy to be the life of the party. All you gotta do is brush up on your repartee. You know what repartee is. Those are the answers you think up on your way home.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. We seem to have a lot of things to do today, so suppose we get the meeting started right away. How about the minutes, Ginger?
I don't have them, Mr. Holtz. I had to take Father to the doctor yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Ginger. And what did the doctor say?
He prescribed absolute quiet. He gave Father a sleeping powder.
Oh, that's fine. When does he take it?
Oh, he doesn't take it. Mother takes it.
Well, I'm sure your father's going to be all right.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. We think he just likes to be in the hospital. Last time he was there, he gained 10 pounds.
Your father is in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. We had a little trouble getting him in there. Very crowded, you know.
Yes, I know.
They told him they had standing room only.
Are they that crowded?
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Mr. Holtz. They even asked him if he wanted a private or a semi-private bed.
Well, as long as he's feeling better, that's all that matters.
Well, Mr. Holtz, for a while there, we thought he was getting better, but then he took a sudden turn for the nurse.
Well, Ginger, my friend Irving Berlin says, a pretty girl is like a melody, but he never met you. Here's a little story about an Irishman, and he's on a streetcar. It's about 6:30 in the evening, and there's an awful crowd on the streetcar, and there isn't one available seat. He looks around, and finally he sees one, but on the seat is a dog. The Irishman goes over to the conductor. He says, I beg your pardon, sir. He says, I've been working all day long. He says, I have a long right. He says, there isn't one seat in the car that's empty except the one with the dog. And that's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I've worked hard all day long. He says, and I'm entitled to sit on that seat. That says, I think you are. He goes over to the man. He says, I'm very sorry, but you'll have to give the seat up. You'll have to remove the dog from the seat. So the man removes the dog, and the Irishman says, thank you very much. And he's a nice fella. He's very friendly. He turns to the owner of the dog. He says, that's a lovely little animal you have there. What's his breed? The man says, he's half Irishman and half ape. So Pat says, is that so? Well, he's related to both of us, isn't he?
If you don't mind, Mr. Holtz, I'd like to get over to the hospital and see Father.
Oh, by all means, Ginger, and I do hope he feels better.
Oh, he'll be fine, Mr. Holtz. We think he's well on the road to recovery.
Well, how do you figure that, Ginger?
Well, Mr. Holtz, this morning he tried to blow the foam off his medicine.
Love that girl. Love that girl. Meeting the journey.